off for her now. He's at the net. He plays the volley off the backhand side. And I'm glad he got out of the way of that, because that ball would have gone through him.
Yeah, he did really well with the first volley that came straight at his midriff. And Monfils, I think, maybe considered just for a moment going straight back at him again. But he had plenty of space to pass, and he did so. But still in a spot of bother at 3-4, 15-30.
Alicia Parks has taken out 24 seed Leila Fernandez 4-4. Here comes Gaston. So he goes from as far back as you can go, like a Medvedev return, to a sort of up at the service line sabering type of return. Then he goes drop shot. Oh, it's so good. The pickup from Monfils down the line. The backhand cross court.
Yeah. He lured Monfils forward. And then he pulled the trigger with so much open court to aim for. And yeah, you mentioned the saber. There are echoes of the sneak attack by Roger. Gosh, that was more than 10 years ago now, wasn't it?
Wow. So it's break points, Gaston, for 5-3. Gaston starts slightly side on, a long way back. Monfils really willing this first serve now. Doesn't get it, so in comes Gaston. Up he comes, onto the baseline, inside, just right foot inside the baseline. Now he's fully inside. Takes it with the backhand, places it down the line, then goes back behind the baseline, squash shots the forehand cross court. Monfils goes inside in. Double-handed backhand on the slide, cross court from Gaston. Into the net goes Gael Monfils. And that is a break to 15. Now 5-3 serving for a two sets love lead.
Well, really interesting. The sit down, the medical attention required by Gaston, you're wondering, and Gigi was quite right to put it out there. Is he starting to feel the strain, having not really played a contest like this for such a long time? But he gets out of his chair like a spring chicken, defending really well, luring Monfils forward with those trademark drop shots, passing him almost at will. And now it's Monfils who's gone back to his chair looking weary once again and facing the very real possibility of being two sets down in just a couple of minutes or so.
And we're just an hour and a half on the clock. Gaston serves down the tee, the backhand down the line, the forehand flip cross court from Gaston. It is loose from Monfils.
Yeah, and as undercooked as Gaston obviously is at this level in particular, Gigi, you made the point that Monfils hasn't exactly been industrious in 2026 either in terms of matches played and won.
Forehand spun down the line from Gaston. Gaston squash shots up that ball. He's just defending for his life here. Gaston goes cross court for the pass. And Monfils, it wasn't the most convincing approach to the net.
No, he looked tired there. If it was anybody else, just about anybody else, I would say that Monfils looks done. But I have seen this before.
And he has come from two sets to love down three times in his career, but he wasn't 39 with not many matches under his belt.
It's a sharper return. I will come to Jeff's email from San Jose in California.
Right, three balls for Gaston, down to two, twiddles the two, pops one in the pocket on the right hand side. 2 points from the set. The backhand to the feet. Gaston swipes it cross court with the backhand. It's Monfils on the stretch, and he plays it cross court, just looking so effortless at the moment.
Yeah, and Monfils did not even begin to move for that ball. And it brings up set points. Two set points for a two set lead.
Serve down the tee, block back, drops over, forehand cross court. He doesn't move again. It's like the game was up, and that's something the crowd don't want to see. And Gaston, I think he's asking, is he? Is he going to get the doctor out again? I don't think so. No, he did a little gesture, but I don't think the doctor or physio are coming back. So, yes, they are. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay, physio and doctor and one other. There's three of them.
Well, I reckon that both players have called for some treatment. Monfils did not move for those last two shots, and he was looking somewhat disconcertingly towards his box, but actually nobody is going to.
I think it's going to be a medical timeout, though. I think this is going to be an official. Right, so while this is,
I've ordered some Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's the breaking news. The umpire's ordered some Coca-Cola.
Right.
I mean,
Okay.
More priorities than that, surely, at this stage.
I've ordered... Okay, so the Coca-Cola's been ordered. I'm not sure whether that's for Monfils or Gaston, but you know what? We're going to keep an eye out for that. So Coca-Cola's on its way. Gaston's with the doctor and the physio. So in the meantime, look, if anything happens, we'll come out of it. But we did promise you Rafa Hoddar. Gosh, if you haven't seen this young man play, he is the real deal. He was 650 in the world this time last year, playing tennis at uni, and now he's seeded at a slam. So a medical timeout, I think, is going to take place for Hugo Gaston, and we will hear from Rafa Hoddar.
Rafa, well done. How happy are you with your first victory ever at Roland Garros?
Yeah, very, very happy. I think I did the things very well from the start, and yeah, super happy to get my first win in Paris. So yeah, let's recover well now for my next match, and be ready for the match on Wednesday.
How do you feel, you know, when once everything is said and done during your tennis day, do you feel like, you know, this is an opportunity that you have to seize, you know, to make best on the chances that you have? Are you in a rush, or do you have some kind of way to process these things gradually, incrementally?
Yeah, I'm not in a rush at all. I think I still have to learn a lot of things in the tour. It's just my first year. I'm you know, experiencing a lot of things, you know, in these past few months. But I think these experiences are really helping me to develop as a player, but I think as a person, because I'm learning a lot, you know, when I'm playing the tournaments and when I'm, you know, preparing for the matches. So it's good to have that feeling, you know, to be able to compete in the French Open and in all these tournaments. I'm very grateful, you know, to be part of this tournament.
Well, this morning when you woke up, did you think you were gonna have such a fast start and be able to play at such a high level? Just because, I mean, even players, even good players, don't often get off to such an incredible start, especially their first time here. What was feeling so good today?
Well, I mean, I just try to face every match as that is going to be a very tough match. And I think it was honestly a hard match. I think first matches are always difficult, you know, in the tournament. So I had to start very well, you know, try to play my game during the first two sets. And even when the things, you know, got a little bit trickier or like more difficult for me in the third set, when I had to face those break points, I think I played those points especially very, very well, you know, playing my game. And yeah, as I said before, like when you have when you are playing in a five set, you know, match, everything can go you know, up and down. There are many up and downs, so you just have to, you know, face with the best way possible.
On your court, I mean, there was so much support. There were people standing 5-6 rows back trying to get a glimpse of your match. Are you getting used to having those kinds of crowds, that kind of atmosphere? What was that like to experience that at a Grand Slam?
Well, yeah, it's great, you know, obviously to play my first in my first time, you know, in Paris in the French Open, and seeing so many people, you know, not just from, you know, France, but also from other parts, especially, you know, from Spain. It's always special to see also like many people like cheering for me in every point. Is great, you know. I feel that support, and yeah, I'm very grateful for all the people that not just today, but also there are supporting me, you know, this during this process.
What do you think was the most valuable thing you learned from your months in college in America?
Well, I mean, I think I learned a lot of things. I don't know, maybe to be more mature. I think living there alone, I think it was great to, you know, develop and to like do things by myself. It's true that there were coaches and players, my teammates were helping me, you know, to try to get used to the new culture and to the new things in the US. But it was a new chapter, new culture for me. Actually, a new life. So I think the way that I approached those months were really helpful for me, and I think I matured a lot in those months in college.
Radio Roland Garros.
Prenez vos places, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Radio
He's a lovely young man. He's a well-spoken young man. He carries himself so well, and boy, can he hit a tennis ball. Rafa Hodar. You been impressed by him?
Extremely. He's my dark horse. And yours. Mm-hmm.
And today, lost three games. One love and two.
Extraordinary.
Right, we are back underway. We believe the Coca-Cola went to Gaston. There was no medical timeout, just a lot of discussions with the doctor. So obviously he's feeling a bit funny. So sugar needed from the... There's no Coke Zeros being mentioned. But we are back underway. Gael Monfils has held his first service game of the third set. He's come from two sets love down on three occasions in his career. And Hugo Gaston now looks a little like... A little bit of the spark has, I'd say, faded, perhaps a touch.
Yes, a little. New set, new challenge. I'm just glad that the Coke was for one of the players and not the umpire. I thought he was just boasting that he'd ordered some Coke for himself.
Yeah, look at me, getting a drink ordered. Gaston with his forehand into the corner. It's beautifully placed off forehand.
Now, I've been promising to read out Jeff's email from San Jose in California. Listening while watching the television on mute. Always look forward to Radio Roland Garros. It's entertaining with great tennis, informative animal husbandry, and hilarious as always. If you mention my wife, Dina or Dinah?
Oh, no. don't give Marcus a name he can't say. We don't want to offend your wife. This would be off forehand into the net. A little opening now for Monfils at 15:30.
He says she'll be quite embarrassed and I'll be delighted. It's got to be Dina, hasn't it? D-I-N-A. It's not a Dinah.
You don't go to a Dinah. You don't say, yeah, Dina. Must be.
So do you reckon, Casey says, should we go to the Dinah, Dina?
But do people go to diners? I suppose they do. Off forehand from Hugo Gaston. Oh, it's wide from Monfils. Hello to Dina. I was about to call her Dinah. This is you.
This is, yeah. Well, she's definitely going to be embarrassed now.
Now, because we tried to say her name in all sort of different, taking Dina to the diner.
She could go to Medina maybe for a break.
Gaston slamming the ball into the net. Monfils with that very upright stance of his legs quite together. Takes it on the forehand side, but doesn't get around the ball enough. 15:32 game point.
Good question from Jody as well. What has actually happened to Gaston? He's playing like he's around 20 in the world. Has he been injured until now? Just lost form, really, hasn't he?
Backhand from Gaston places that deep. The backhand swiped cross court, drops over from Gaston. The slice down the line from Monfils. The backhand up the line from Gaston. Backhand cross court from Monfils. Forehand cross court drop shot. Backhand netted from Monfils. He just lost patience in that point. Game apiece.
It's Gaston's seventh consecutive main draw appearances since 2020, having lost in qualifying in 2018 and 2019. As Gigi's mentioned already, playing his first match here on Châtrier for 4 years since losing in the third round in 2022 to Holger Rune. Played the boys' singles here in 2018, lost in the first round, but did reach the semi-final of the doubles with Clément Tabour, who's going to be in the headlines tomorrow.
He certainly is.
He's got the unenviable task of trying to do something to Jannik Sinner in the night match.
Serve crunched down the tee, just drops in. Heavy, heavy forehand from Monfils.
To clarify what we've also been saying about Gaston seeking his first tour level win since beating Terence Atman, who you were commentating on earlier today, weren't you?
Yeah, a couple of overheads that he's going to have nightmares about forever. He served for the match against Kokkinakis, who would turn around the Aussie and he would take it in the fifth after 4 hours and 18 minutes.
Forehand winner from Monfils. So that was his last tour level win in Metz, first round in November. Last time he won a Grand Slam match was here at Roland Garros 12 months ago against Hugo Blanchet of France.
Monfils coming forward, doesn't need to come forward, eases his way to 40 love.
I mean, by saying he went out in the first round of the boys' singles here, you get the impression perhaps he wasn't a brilliant junior. Well, he was. Ended 2018 as the world number 2 junior after winning gold in the boys' singles and a bronze medal in the boys' doubles and mixed doubles at the Youth Olympics.
Gaston takes this early. Slaps it. Cross court. That is the most comfortable hole that Jan Monfils has had for a while. And he has the scoreboard lead in the third, 2-1.
Just impossible to read his body language to know what is going to come next from him. And that's the mark of a man, really, bearing in mind he's been playing for such a long time. What a career. First as a junior, where he was a number one. Amazing junior career. On the boys' singles event here in 2004. He was nets off in the final. A great success at all the junior slams. One thing he's not going to be is the oldest ever Frenchman to play in this event. Bernard Destremau was 46. Back in 1963. Gael tonight is attempting to become the oldest French winner here since Marcel Bernard, who was 42 in 1956. Bernard, who was the champion in 1946.
And Gaston won't be the smallest, as we've established.
Absolutely.
Both men walking quite slowly.
There's one other stat of note here. Monfils has never lost to a fellow countryman at Roland Garros.
Ooh, that's a big one.
He's currently 7 wins and no defeats.
Gaston is coming from behind in terms of the scoreboard, but he leads by 2 sets to love. A lofted up ball. It's flattened out by Monfils for the winner. Love 15, 1-2. Serve down the tee. Just slapped back on the forehand side. Inside out forehand from Gaston. Gaston with it. Ooh. That was just good from Monfils.
Do that again.
I don't think I probably could.
Go on, that was good.
I don't think I could. I can't. I don't know what I did.
Whoa.
Why do I put myself through it? Backhand down the line from Gaston. The backhand up the line from Monfils. A drop shot from Gaston, but it wasn't good enough. And Gaston's energy levels have just shot through the floor.
Did you read the message from Antonia and James from Scottsdale?
I don't have the emails.
Ah, there's a lovely picture of Antonia and James. Gigi, my girl, you are absolutely the best. That's from your agent, not from Antonia and James. And you're not too shabby either, Marcus, thank you. And there is a message to follow.
Very soft serve from Gaston. Clips the top of the net from Monfils. It's triple break point for Gael Monfils. Gaston just drops shots. Oh, my word. Not only did he disguise it and drop it, but the ball died as it hit the clay.
Antonia says, every year I ask Santa for tickets to Roland Garros, yet I still await. However, my fiancé and I will be in France for the first time in September. I still want to visit the ground, see it firsthand. I've got zero interest in guided tours. Do you have any tips or recommendations for visiting Roland Garros in the fall? Or the autumn, as we'd say. Thank you so much. By the way, I'm taller than a donkey. James is not.
How tall is a donkey again?
Varies on the breed.
What breed is James been compared to?
A diminutive one.
15-40. Monfils scoops up that forehand down the line. The forehand cross court inside the service box from Gaston. And Gaston with the backhand cross court to the forehand from Monfils. This is break point and he's got it. Monfils has the break in the third. It was never going to be straightforward. He was never going to go quietly. And he's taken advantage of a dip from the younger Frenchman. And look, he's talking to the physio and the doctor at the back of the court.
Yeah.
Look, he's leaning against the back. Is that allowed?
Well, it's not a good sign.
He's leaning on his haunches. There's the supervisor, the doctor and the physio. I think he's having a bit of a rude. A bit disorientated.
Yeah, that's what Casper told us after his extraordinary match earlier today, which lasted nearly 4 hours.
He said he couldn't see the balls at times, and he's never experienced that. His body temperature was so high.
Dramatic day for Casper Ruud. If you weren't with us earlier against Roman Safulin, he had 3 match points at 5-3 in the third set. Lost the set, then lost the fourth set to Love.
Backhand is in play and it's swatted cross-court from Monfils. And Monfils has to take advantage of the fact that Gaston is not all there at the moment. Oh, but he nets mid-court, short forehand.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to iron out those errors. Keeps threatening to spring to life and then something happens just to limit the momentum that he's threatening to build up.
I mean, Gaston is wobbling around. I just looked on a monitor for a close-up and that's a really good serve from Monfils. Surely he has to win this point. There we go. And Gaston's doing that thing, you know, when you open your eyes really wide, and he did that about 4 or 5 times as if he's trying to get things in focus properly.
That forehand into the net was Monfils' 27th unforced error so far.
Monfils. Oh, loose. I mean, this set is Monfils' for the taking right now. Absolutely Monfils' for the taking, and yet Hugo Gaston cannot believe he can barely move and he's got break back points.
Another unforced error.
I mean, Gaston's probably seeing 4 Monfils' right now. The backhand return to the floor, the volley from Monfils, Gaston. Oh, he's got it. How on earth has Gaston just broken back when he could barely move? He was seeing double. And look, the supervisor's back on. Hang on.
And that's Cedric Murray,
he's
the supervisor. He's gone off.
Gaston's left the court. He's just walked off.
Well, I mean, I guess if he's about to be sick or, you know, he's really feeling unwell.
Water. He's asking for water. Oh, can you take Hugo Gaston's water to him? Right, so the ball boy's running off with, I think you're right, I think he's being sick.
And you know who's also going to want to be sick now is Gael Monfils, because there's his opponent who was about to throw up, can't wait to get off the court, and yet, thanks to a catalogue of unforced errors, Monfils just hands back the initiative.
I mean, this is quite incredible, what we're seeing today. And again, this could come down to partly the temperature, but Hugo Gaston hasn't played a lot of tennis, especially not at this kind of level for this duration, for an awfully long time. Gael Monfils is using the break to retape his ankles and bits and pieces.
Well, so, certainly retaping his ankles. And while we recover from that, the unforced error count actually is 30 now for Monfils, 30 unforced errors, 25 winners for him, 25 unforced errors for Gaston, and 36 winners, which comes as no surprise because both of them have been conjuring some magic. But all eyes are on the little door at the far side. There's Cedric Murray again. He's got his walkie-talkie on, and I think he's just liaising with the umpire as to what exactly is occurring.
A medical timeout? No. Yes, it's a medical timeout officially. James Kyothavong just popping that down.
Can you answer the question posed by Antonio while we
King
wait
Louis?
For...
King Louis? No,
no, no.
I still don't know if he's a good tennis player or not.
Roland Garros in the autumn. Now, you've done some paddle at that time of the year, but can people just rock up in the autumn and a look around the grounds?
I was wondering that, because they do have a museum here and there is the shop. And I know at Wimbledon you can go to the shop and there's tours. The answer is, I don't know 100%. Well, when the paddle event was here, the whole event, you bought tickets and it was open and it was an event. And that was a great event. Actually, might be worth looking at the Premier Paddle calendar to find out when it's taking place at Roland Garros. And if you're in the area, I would advise you to buy a ticket because it's a lot less crowded. So you're seeing the same stadiums, you're getting amazing atmosphere, you're being able to walk around the complex, but you're not getting as... I mean, it's difficult to move out there at the moment.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the message, and enjoy the trip when it happens. And yeah, if you can, check the paddle. It's well worth watching as well, should there be an event at that particular time. Jody's posed the question we're all wondering about. Is Monfils hurt? Why in the world is he hitting so many unforced errors? But we also wonder exactly what is going on with Hugo Gaston, who has disappeared behind the door under the stand on the far side, which is now being closed.
I mean, can't think of anything. I mean, they push their bodies to the limits. Can you imagine being sick and then coming back out in front of all these thousands of people who know where you just went and what you did, and then being asked to perform at a very high level again?
Although sometimes, if you are sick, you can immediately feel a lot better.
Yeah, because you couldn't feel much worse, could you?
No.
Well, we had the other Frenchman, Arthur Gay, who needed to go to the bathroom. Remember that? In his first round? He said, if you don't let me go to the bathroom, I'm basically going to go to the bathroom on the court.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Gaston's coming back out.
With his racket and his water bottle. Let's have a look.
I mean, but that sums up how desperately he required the bathroom that he didn't even have time to put his racket down. What do you reckon?
I think, as you say, once if there's something in you that needs to come out, once it's out, there is an element of relief. However it comes out, there is the element of relief because it's no longer there.
Thanks, Doctor. For that excellent medical opinion. But you're right.
That's true, isn't it?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
If it's something bad, you get it out and you feel better. Although I think he just spat on the floor, so maybe he's not feeling completely better. Well, we're back on serve after all that, because that was a horrendous game from Monfils in the previous game to give back the break of serve.
It really was.
Second serve down the tee, the backhand down the line, back up the line from Gaston.
Mayank says you can visit year-round at Roland Garros, but you may have to pay for a guided tour. Not sure about that, but yes, it's definitely open all year round, and the website has a page about it.
Oh, lovely. Serve down the tee, and the website is in French and English. Backhand scooped up the baseline by Monfils. The forehand into the corner from Gaston. Gaston with his forehand again, dropping these sort of forehands mid-court. There's more depth from... And that was a drop shot that does not make it anywhere near the net from Hugo Gaston, so I think he's still not feeling fabulous.
On a different note, Rob wants to know if the service clock is being used, the 25 seconds. Absolutely.
But they're quite quick, these two. So it's 2-3, love 30. Gaston with the second serve down the tee. The forehand through the middle of the court from Monfils. Forehand cross court from Gaston. Gaston back on the baseline. Spins that ball up, sits down. He'll play another forehand down the line and just finds it. Karolina Muchova won her match earlier. And McCartney Kessler, after 2 hours 35, is serving at 5-4 to come through against her Chinese opponent on court 13.
Well, these are really important points for Monfils.
Serve out wide, backhand to the feet is 15-30. Can he bring up break points? Gaston with the forehand, that's a softer one, mid-court. Oh, it's out. That scream was to be believed.
Yeah, it is. And that's the difference between an exciting and lovely to watch Gael Monfils and a ruthless winning machine, Gael Monfils. He is missing too many balls.
Gaston serves down the tee. Gaston with the inside up forehand. He's missed it. He was leaning back. Feet weren't in position. Break point, Monfils.
And this is where Monfils has just got to be clever. I know he wants to win every single point with something spectacular, but your man at the other end is in big trouble. Make him work here. Win ugly if you have to for a couple of points.
I could see Gaston pulling the plug on this match if he loses the set. Second serve, cuts that through the middle. The inside-out forehand from Monfils, who has to settle himself for a backhand. Just places the backhand down the line. Backhand cross-court is good and deep from Gaston, who swivels, goes inside in with the forehand. Then the forehand cross-court to the inside-out forehand from Monfils. It's breakpoint. Nice short ball there from Gaston. Clips the net from Monfils. He goes back to the backhand of Monfils, who keeps saying, give me a forehand. And eventually the backhand breaks down, and it's juice.
Well, it was a more conservative point from Monfils, and, you know, I think that's the right option in the circumstances, but to be fair to Gaston, as ill as he may be feeling, he stood his ground, he defended resolutely, and eventually he benefited from another miss.
Leaning down with his hands on his knees, Gael Monfils. Got to take advantage while Gaston's still in this slightly dodgy phase. Gaston serve down the tee, the off backhand return. The backhand plays deep down the line from Gaston, who plays the forehand. He's pepping. He wants the errors from the backhand side of Monfils at the moment. he just didn't judge that ball, didn't get up to it. Another opportunity for Monfils to break, and Monfils again leans down with his hands on his knees.
Yeah, means nothing.
I mean, Monfils looked pretty knackered. 2 hours on the clock. Gaston serve out wide. Juice.
Oh, well, listen, it's very easy to sit here and pass judgment, and it was a pretty good first serve, but I just think that Monfils at the moment is making this more complicated than it has to be.
Gaston, that's a lovely serve from Gaston. Does he go back to the forehand? He does, and he runs around his backhand and goes inside out and shortens the angle. Down the line goes Monfils. It's swiped cross court from Gaston. Gaston with his forehand now peppers the backhand because he's got some errors from that side, and he gets another one, and it's game point from 15-40.
Oh, this is so frustrating from a Monfils point of view, because, you know, he's had so many chances. I mean, there's no way in a million years he should have been broken in that last game. He really should have broken back here. Huge hold possibly coming up for Hugo Gaston at 2-3, leading by two sets to love.
But Monfils' tank has suddenly emptied.
And we've got to remember, you know, there's only a handful of games ago that he didn't run for two balls. Was that at the end of the second set?
Yeah, of course. Monfils takes this early, swipes it with the backhand. It's game point for Gaston. This is for 3-all in the third set. Gaston leading by two sets to love. Backhand down the line. That's deep from Monfils. Gets a mid-court ball. But then there's an error. Good shot, followed by a bad shot. And it's 3 games all. Opportunities gone.
And, you know, actually, you've made a good point as well. The fact that, yes, Gaston is in trouble, but so too is Monfils physically. So it's all very well to say that he needs to grind it out now, but he probably can't either. And it's his go-to game. He's a winner. He wants to hit winners, but he's just not being able to do that enough tonight.
But it's incredible, the momentum shift. Now, Gaston's obviously got rid of what he needed to and is looking a little better, whereas Monfils can barely stand and keeps leaning over. Massive, massive game now for Monfils. 2 sets down, 3-all. Got a hold serve. Ball, boy and girl nearly collide. Collision avoided. That's all we need. Gaston taking it early.
Hello to Madhumita. It's late in India where she is after 1:30 in the morning, listening while watching the television on mute, and says, today seems to be a day for Roland Garros goodbyes, Stan, Bautista Agut and possibly Monfils.
Yeah, forehand slap back by Gaston, inside in from Monfils, the pickup off the backhand side from Gaston. That's a high, oh, it's landed in. Monfils has to run around, keep the point going with a forehand that stops mid-court. Backhand cross-court from Monfils, forehand scooped up from Gaston. Gaston with a forehand slaps it up again. The backhand's replaced down the line from Monfils. Backhand cross-court, what a beauty from Hugo Gaston.
Yeah, maybe he is starting to feel better. That winner will certainly make him feel a little better. Did you see Stan's farewell on court today after his defeat?
I did the first set of that, and I saw shots from being emotional, but I didn't see how it played out.
I believe there were a few tears in the corner of his eyes. They put on a really nice low-key but lovely presentation to mark his incredible career, and the fact, of course, that he was a champion here so memorably 11 years ago.
Alina Svitolina is leaning over the front of the box, trying to urge her husband on as Gaston comes past and tries to pass him. The lob over the head of Monfils. The pick up from Gaston, but he cannot control it. And it is 30-15, 3-all third set.
Well, I think if Gaston had got that back into play, Monfils might have just marched to his chair, packed his bags and said, that's enough.
It was never going to be drama-free, was it? Thirty 15, missed first serve. Second serve, that's it, comes to serve and volley, plays the volley, but he misses, and he misses by a way.
He does. His 19th main draw appearance at Roland Garros. He's got a record of 116 and lost only twice. in the first round. Way back in 2005, he was beaten by Guillermo Cañas. That's how long he's been playing for.
And Hugo Gaston, sorry, he's just broken a string.
Just going to say, the other first round defeat that Murphy suffered, Gigi, was in 2020, isn't he? Well, he's pointing, I think he must have some friends up there, or he's pointing his racket.
But it wasn't in the friendliest of way, unless it was the kind of, come on, we got this, give me a little bit of energy. Meanwhile, Gaston with his broken string, going and got a new racket out the bag. 3-all, 30-all. Gaston takes this early with the backhand nets. And now he's really asking everyone he knows to be standing up after every point.
Yeah, that section of the crowd, it did look like quite an aggressive gesture from Monfils, but I think it was a positive one, and they are standing up and cheering him in that little section every time he wins a point. Just to finish off what I was saying, the other defeat in the first round that he suffered, it was in 2020 against Alexander Bublik, who could be such a difficult opponent, of course.
Emily Merzbe, tournament director, is watching at the side of the court. Serve down the tee. This is a point for 4-3. Gaston with his backhand going cross court to the middle of the court. Forehand down the line from Monfils. The pickup takes the pace off that Gaston. Down the line goes the Frenchman, the younger one. Backhand cross court. Monfils into the net. It's good. And now look at Gaston. He's leaning forward, hand on his knee.
This is, I'm getting flashbacks to Safin against Rude from a few hours ago.
He looks a little bit crampy in the leg. The right leg, Gaston. Deary me.
Have two players ever retired at exactly the same moment?
Can you imagine?
Please do not call out during the service motion or in between first and second serves. Thank you.
And the crowd goes, je ne comprends pas, James.
Yes.
Je ne parle pas anglais.
The voice of James Kiotovon, one of the best umpires in the business.
My sister Anne is here working for television. There's an ace. And there's the roar of Allez. And it is game point, Monfils.
Ah, he's just warming up, isn't he, Gigi? Just warming up.
At the two-hour mark.
Those aching limbs are finally starting to feel a little something.
And Gaston's thinking, what on earth did I do to deserve being part of this? This is just not fair. But he's going to take this early. Oh, he takes this so early, the serve. It is quite ridiculous how early he takes. He's inside the baseline. It's a miss from Monfils because he was put under pressure from the returner serve by the positioning of Hugo Gaston.
And it's really interesting, the fact that you said earlier quite rightly that Gaston must not take this personally. And I do think in years to come, he will look back with great fondness on being part of such a special occasion in terms of French tennis and French history.
Unless he's the one that retires him. You don't want that on your CV, do you?
Well, you've still got to be ruthless, haven't you?
Juice. Serve out wide. Returns in play. Drop shot Monfils. Here comes Gaston. Scoops it up. Gets it.
I thought just for a moment that Gaston was going to cut off the pass with the volley. He stretched his racket out. He can't have been too far away from the ball, but it travelled past him just a little too quickly.
Looks like such a forlorn figure out there, Hugo Gaston. Point for 4-3. And you'll know if he gets this point, we'll just let you listen to the roar of the crowd.
Messi.
Game point. He screamed and roared Allez about three times towards his box and the area where his friends and family are located. It wasn't a break, it was a hold, but he has the scoreboard lead. 4-3, third set. Gaston by two sets to love.
Finding a big first serve when he really wanted it. Yeah, it's great watching that section. He must have a lot of friends and family there. Just to the left of the presidential tribune. They are so pumped up, but so's everybody. Quite a night. Monday night, first Monday of Roland Garros 2026. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow morning. We go live every morning at 11 o'clock. And we love to hear from you. Anything you have to say about this match, any observations regarding the first couple of days, what you're looking forward to over the next 13 days, get in touch on X at radio_RG, at radio_RG. And you can email us, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. That's frenchopenradio@fft.fr. Our Prak has been in touch. So it's moments like these when I laugh out loud at the inane slam radio running jokes make me glad I work from home, because otherwise my colleagues would think that I'd lost it. Well, we do like to crack a joke every now and then, but as this match develops, the tennis is doing all the talking and all the entertaining.
This is why, more often than not, and I think for a sixth consecutive match, Gael Monfils finds himself in a Philippe Chatrier night session. Brings the drama, the excitement, the crowds, the noise.
Yeah, he said in his interview in Roland Garros magazine, I always go to Amélie Mauresmo, the tournament director, and say, please, can I play the night match?
Well, this year, anyone in their right mind has been asking to play the night match with these conditions. 3-4, served down the tee, the backhand through the middle, the drop shot from Gaston. Here comes Monfils, but it was beautifully played.
Yes. An official update on the current conditions from Mayank. Thank you very much.
Gaston, ooh, doesn't plant the feet, swings the racket, misses.
So it's 20 to 11 local time. Temperature is still 76 Fahrenheit. That's 24 degrees Celsius with a 63% humidity level.
You know, we were talking about Gaston's drop shots. He attempted 58 drop shots in his match against Dominic Thiem, winning 40 of those points. 5.6 million French tuned in to watch his match.
Wow.
Monfils just hooks the forehand over, the backhand through the centre of the court. Gaston with his backhand. He didn't hit that cleanly. It sits up. Tried to flatten it out, Monfils, but he missed. In 2020, that match against Dominic Thiem is Gaston double faults.
Yeah, I remember Thiem being mesmerised. excuse me. I need to order some Coca-Cola.
I was taking you back. No, we don't want to fill you with sugar at this time of night.
He was mesmerised by what he witnessed on the other side of the net that day.
Forehand sort of placed back and deep by Monfils. Monfils with the forehand cross court. It's 30. This is a big point because Monfils breaks here. He serves for the set and he fires the forehand. He asks for more from the crowd and he has a point now for 5-3 in the third. Gaston serves out wide, backhand cross court, too deep.
I mean, we've just seen in the last 2 points everything that's been good and bad about Gael Monfils. A thunderous win of the point before, and then, I'm sorry to say, a very sloppy, unforced error with the return of serve there.
Juice. Gaston clips the net serving out wide. McCartney-Kessler has won her match on court 13. This is the final match of Monday, the 25th of May. Oh, yeah, that was a late call, but I think it was the right call. James Kyathavong is out. Oh, no, it was good. We'll get another first serve. Oh, we're seeing the Hawkeye replay, and it was a good overrule. First serve into the net. Ball girl scurries across, places herself beside the Rafa Nadal plaque. And the serve goes centre of the box. Forehand placed through the middle. Backhand cross court from Gaston. Remember, it's juice now. Monfils with a really good opportunity. The slice approach from Gaston. The volley that he nets. Break point, Monfils.
Deja vu all over again. taking me back to last year and those epic matches, night matches that Monfils treated us to, one against Jack Draper of Great Britain, of course.
Break point, Monfils. You'll hear the crowd if he gets it, and you'll hear the crowd if he doesn't.
Exact repeat of, yeah, of what happened a couple of points earlier. Hello to Angie, who's been in touch. She's got a testing name for us in a moment. Jeez.
Us all for you.
Well, as I'm reading it out, me.
Juice. Gaston, not a lot of pop on that serve, but he gets it in. Then he hits an inside-out forehand. Gaston with his double-handed backhand down the line. Monfils scoops the backhand up the line. Back down the line goes Gaston. Back up the line goes Monfils. Cross-court the backhand goes Gaston. Gaston with his backhand goes cross-court to the forehand of Monfils. Another backhand from Gaston going cross-court into the corner. Better angle for Monfils. The pick-up down the line from Gaston's a beauty. Cross-court, great use of the court. The stretch on the ball from Gaston. How did he get that? Monfils, surely. He does, but he goes back to Gaston. Who read the play but couldn't get the height needed.
I thought for a moment Gael Monfils was going to lose that point from a seemingly impregnable position. He went straight back at Gaston. I mean, there was no need to do that, and his heart must have been in his mouth for a moment as Gaston got the opportunity to reply with interest, but he couldn't get the right trajectory, and we've got another break point.
Can Monfils string two good points together? If so, you will hear the roar. He nearly fell over, Monfils. He gathers his footing, slides cross court. And that tells you all you need to know. Because Gael Monfils now has the opportunity to take us to a fourth set, serving at 5-3.
Well, he's doing it the hard way.
Can you find Hugo Gaston?
He is. Is he sitting down at the back of the court? Yes, he is. He's sitting down where the umpire stands. Well, not the umpire, the line judge stands, right at the back of the court. And he's not showing any signs of getting up.
Where's Monfils off to? Is he off to see? Where's he off to? Is he off to see him? Where's, oh, racket?
I assume so.
I mean, Hugo Gaston's having a lovely time. He's got his one. He's got his left ankle crossed over his right knee. And look at Marcus. If you look at this close-up of Gaston, he just looks like a spent man.
He does. There's a forlorn look on his face.
He's glad to get up soon, though. Here we go. Up he comes. I don't think the crowd even realised he went and sat down.
But it's unusual behaviour.
It is. 5-3, 4 points from taking us to a fourth. If we do go to a fourth, we're going to hear from Iga Świątek. Looked very good earlier today.
What I would say, based on what we've seen so far tonight, Gigi, it's no guarantee that Monfils holds here.
No.
God, nearly took out the the line judge who's doing the centre line at the back of the court.
Gaston's inside the... Oh, you see, and Gaston did his trick of, I'm a long way back and I'm right inside the baseline and I'm coming for you.
Well, Monfils inexplicably dropped serve earlier tonight, which threatened to be very costly. Surely he's not going to let that happen again.
Especially not with Gaston in this state. Ace.
200 kilometres an hour down the middle.
All 5-3. Monfils serves and volleys. Oh, but he's passed. And Monfils, ooh, slightly twists his ankle, drops his racket.
Yeah. James Kjothvong, the umpire, who was very close to that, immediately said, are you okay? He's now just hobbling back to his chair. I think it's just to dry his hands with a towel, but for a moment that threatened to be a little nastier than we initially thought.
He says thank you to the ball boy who picked up his racket. Got that crack of the ball on the strings of the racket. 15-30 5-3. Second, that's a good second serve. Really good.
Yeah, that flew it. Gaston will turn long, very long. And Fils now, oh, so close and yet so far from taking this into a fourth set.
Three gets the first serve. Backhand is rolled in play and it's long, and after 2 hours and 18 minutes, if you hear an almighty roar very shortly, you will know that we are going to a fourth set.
And during that fourth set we'll hear from Angie, from Samantha, from Jody, from Rachel,
and from Iga Świątek.
And Iga Świątek.
Serve out wide, forehand. It is wide. Gael Monfils raises his fists up. Let me just take a look at Hugo Gaston to check nothing. Still going? Yep.
He's got to keep going, hasn't he?
He's
still
going.
Up by 2-1. You can't call time on a night like this.
No, he's
You'd never
back.
Be forgiven.
Right, let's hear from Iga Świątek. Comfortable win early today, and then we will get to our emails.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy with the way I played. It was a solid match. From the beginning to the end, I tactically knew, you know, how to play. So I just did it, and it was a good day for sure.
It's super hot out there. Maybe it's the hottest you've ever played at this tournament. And I wonder if you could just explain to me the differences between the way the court plays when it's hot like it is today, the speed of the court, the bounce, maybe the way the clay feels under your feet compared to, you know, like a cool and cloudy day. Is it significantly different in your opinion? And if so, how?
Yes, it is much different. Maybe it was that hot on the Olympics, but the balls were different, so I wouldn't treat it as the same tournament. I mean, when we came here, it was like 16 degrees and the ball was super heavy. Like, you literally could put your whole body and your whole power into the ball and you would still feel like you control it. You know, now you need much more like touch and you can't go too much. And also, like, it's a bit easier to play higher, and with spin, the ball is bouncing off the court faster, so that gives you more advantage, I would say. But first you need to have control over the ball, because it is flying faster in the air and it's easier to, you know, put it out.
You've mostly been quite good at sort of closing out matches. I'm wondering if there's anything you do, like, what do you focus on? What's your routine when you get sort of to the final game and the final points? What are you thinking?
Nothing in particular. I guess, honestly, it all depends on the match, because if it's a tight match, my thoughts will be totally different than, you know, 6-1, 5-2. So it depends, you know.
Well, if it's a tight match, what are you focused on?
Well, I try to not really think about the score, because it could make you a bit more tight. Like, you don't want to change your game because it's 5-all or something. You want to keep doing, maybe make good decisions, you know, and not overthink stuff. So maybe I would focus on technique. And, you know, usually during the match, there's one thing that comes up that you didn't do perfectly. And if I, you know, maybe focus to make it better, then I can do that at the end of the set, you know. So maybe I would think a little bit about the technique, and or maybe I would just have a clear plan after these 10 games and know, like, okay, I think she missed many forehand returns, so I would think about my tactics plan a bit more. And yeah, but I can't tell you, like, depends.
Obviously, your topspin and the way that you can play that ball and your kick were like game-breaking shots in the women's game. Maybe, you know, when you first kind of came on the scene, not a lot of girls know how to face it and compete with it. How have you seen that change over the course of your career in terms of how effective it is? Do you feel like players are getting used to it, or is it still your game-breaking kind of shot?
No, I mean, for sure players got used to it. I remember it was all a surprise in 2022, you know, so it was quite interesting that next year I felt totally different, you know. So I think this is what people say when they say that it's harder to like stay on the top because you need to adjust your game, so it's not that you know simple for people anymore. And yeah, you get used to it for sure, you know. But on the other hand, like I can still make these shots better. So and they still work. Like it's not so easy. It's like, you know, when I played against Ash, I knew exactly what she's gonna play, but she did it so good that you know I was still losing these points. I knew exactly that she's gonna slice me, you know, to the backhand. I'm gonna try to, you know, pick it up with my top backhand topspin, and she's gonna finish me with her forehand. But still, like I played this one not so good, you know, because her slice was amazing, and she played her forehand so well that I still had no chance, you know. So I guess even if people know what you're going to play, if you're going to do it good, then you might win, you know.
Thank you to Iga Świątek. Break points, three of them for Gael Monfils. He's missed the first. He's got the second. And the first game of the fourth set goes to Gael Monfils. Both of them walking so slowly, almost, Marcus, at a snail's pace back to their benches.
Yeah, Bill in Chicago has been in touch. Says, I'm calling Monfils in five. He always seems to do this in his first round night matches. Also, that sitting down on the court business did not bode well for Gaston. It most certainly didn't. Jody's been in touch. She says the man should retire if he's feeling that bad. It's madness to go off and be sick and then carry on. Well, these guys and girls are gladiators. I was reading the story of Fran Jones, the British player who's had to overcome so many difficulties to enjoy success periodically, and she puts her body through the ringer every day. But that's what they want to do, that's what they have to do to try and succeed.
Serve down the tee from Monfils. It's a mid-court ball. Remember, he's looking for his fourth career comeback from two sets to love down. Forehand heavily hit from... And that was Monfils. That's how he felt about that shot.
Well, he knew the moment that flew off his strings that it was going several feet behind the Gaston baseline. Angie's been in touch. We're listening with our morning coffee from our sailboat in New Zealand.
Wow. That sounds really nice.
And they're planning to stream Radio Roland Garros to keep Angie awake on night watch.
Hope we don't send you to sleep. Backhand return, cross-court winner from Gaston.
Well, they're very soon sailing to Fiji to escape the winter. We love hearing the crowd energy and your humour and commentary. I'd be very impressed if you can pronounce where we come from. Well, I'll be very surprised if I can. Wangari? I don't know why I'm turning to Gigi and Stefan for affirmation. W-H-A-N. Oh, double fault. W-H-A-N-G-A-R-E-I.
Wangari?
Wangari. Worry for Monfils facing break points.
Break back points for Hugo Gaston. And again, all is whole, all of his own making. Saves one with an ace down the tee.
Angie, can you let us know if we're close with Wangari? Wangari?
Wangari? Wangari? Wangari? No, that was more.
Wangari?
That sounded quite aggressive. Second break point opportunity to break. But oh, a wild first serve. Right, here comes Gaston. In he comes. A little further back now, actually behind. No, he's inside the baseline. Stretches for the backhand. Then he retreats again. And he stretches for the backhand, and it's a high, high ball. It lands in. Monfils, what does he do with his forehand? He puts it back to the backhand of Gaston, who nets, and it's juice.
Samantha's been in touch. Hello to one of my favourite doubles pairings. What do you mean, one of? Only one of, Samantha. She's got one earbud in, listening while grocery shopping here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. What did I forget to add to the list? Rooting for Monfils in this match and for Rude to take it all the way. And wonders, what snack will you be opening tonight? Gigi has already opened a snack at the end of the last set.
I had a breakfast biscuit.
Can you be more specific?
No.
Well, surely, I mean, a chocolate one?
Yep.
Jeez, chocolate this late at night. It's
It's only 11 o'clock. It's a breakfast biscuit.
We should not be having chocolate for breakfast, full stop.
I'm not. It's 11 o'clock at night. Look, if you're going to join me on my run tomorrow morning, we can have this conversation. Where will you be? Double fault, Monfils out wide. Not there.
Not running.
No.
Not since I fell over. Do you remember a couple of years ago?
Is that because you didn't have your glasses on? You fell over a tree stump or something?